The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
She's got the news. She talks with newsmakers. She encourages us to laugh, and she cries with us. Speaking truth to power and questioning authority daily, it's the Nicole Sandler Show.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a... What day is today? Tuesday. Oh, my goodness. Sorry about the technical difficulties yesterday. It's par for the course around here. I promise you, today the problem is with the other computer. Literally, 2 minutes ago, I went up there to adjust the light. I came back, and the my bottom monitor went out. Anyway, I'm going to breaking news. The five Oath Keepers charged with seditious conspiracy. The verdict is in. Let's hear what they say. Let's hear what they have to say.
Brian, they have charged other individuals with seditious conspiracy and prevailed.
We're listening to MSNBC right now. I don't think they've announced the verdict yet.
Guilty pleas out of a but, number of the Oath Keeper defendants, but this would be
we will find out what the verdict is. Hopefully, in a moment,
and that's really what makes this such a big case for DOJ. And what was interesting is during the trial, while they had those three individuals who pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy, they didn't bring them forward to testify, even though they were cooperating with the government. Instead, the government chose to bring forward other Oath Keepers who pleaded guilty to less serious charges, including an Oath Keeper from Florida who said he was. Is ready to die to keep Donald Trump in office.
They have not yet announced what the verdict is, but they have reached a verdict in the Oath Keepers trial in D.C. So I will keep an eye on that monitor. Now everything that I had on the bottom monitor has disappeared, but that's okay. We'll soldier through because that's what we do here. So we have a busy show for you today. There's a lot going on, and we're going to start with the latest news, including as soon as they announce what the verdicts are in this Oath Keepers trial. But we just found out the U.S. beat Iran, for those who care about the World Cup. I know that was a politically charged situation, of course, because of the nonsense over the flag. I guess to them it's not nonsense. Hold on.
Andrew Weissman, what are your thoughts?
Okay, they haven't announced it yet. I keep going back because, you know, I'm my own producer. So as we await that verdict, let me tell you what else is happening. Good news in terms of what's happening in Georgia, record turnout in the first couple of days of early voting in the Georgia Senate runoff. So there's that. On the Senate floor today, they will be voting to enshrine same-sex and interracial marriage rights into law. So that hasn't happened yet. It will happen. It will likely pass despite extreme court justice Clarence Thomas saying that, what did he say? That, you know, that the basically hinting that same-sex marriage might be next on the chopping block. Of course, he didn't say that about interracial marriage because he is in one. What a pig, right? In other breaking news, the South Carolina Supreme Court unanimously has ordered the former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, to testify before that Atlanta grand jury. This is getting, things are closing in around the former guy and those people. So that's encouraging, I think. Yeah. What else? They also need to fix the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It hasn't happened yet. There's a lot of craziness, of course, going on in Arizona, as you know, but not as crazy as here in Florida. So we got that going for us. What else? There's more. I have some audio from all of this stuff to share with you and some video too, except my bottom monitor went out. My God, it's not one thing, it's another. But I'll tell you, there is big news that and a possible standoff coming because of this. And here's the thing. This railroad strike that it's not happened yet, but it is it's being threatened. I had this a few weeks ago in What's News, right? In that there was, there are, is it 12 or 14 unions that represent workers on the railroads. I believe it's 12. So out of these 12 unions, they had a big negotiating thing with the labor secretary a couple of months ago. Joe Biden has been working on this, trying to get this done. And, you know, Joe Biden has always fancied himself the labor president. Well, things right now, Joe Biden has basically, so what happened is they reached a tentative deal a couple of months ago, but four of the 12 unions did not pass it. And what they're, you know, the deal is decent. It raises wages for the workers who haven't had a decent raise in a while. But what it doesn't do is it still does not include paid sick leave. So if you have a regular, you know, 9-to-5 job or a regular salaried position, you most likely get paid time off when you're sick. Not so with the rail workers. So, but Joe Biden said he is encouraging Congress to pass legislation basically to do an end run around the unions and make this deal go, make this deal happen. So, Chuck Schumer's into it and Nancy Pelosi is into it. Apparently, Chuck Schumer honestly didn't say anything. He didn't comment. But there's one guy, and there's been bipartisan support for it, saying that some Republicans will cross over and vote to, to impose this railroad worker deal over the objections of four of these 12 unions. So let me read to you what Politico just wrote. It says, Senator Bernie Sanders, who could be an obstacle to Congress imposing a railroad worker deal in time to avert a major strike, told CNN this morning that, quote, we will have more to say about that later. Sorry, I can't resist. But Sanders raised concerns about the paid sick leave provisions, which he called outrageous. And then he said, if your question is, will I demand a vote to make sure that workers in the rail industry have what tens of millions of Americans have, guaranteed paid sick leave? The answer is yes. So Bernie Sanders says he will not agree to speed up passage of a bill to avert this rail strike without a vote on his amendment to offer more paid leave. The amendment will include probably 5 to 7 days of leave, he said. And that's reasonable. That is more than reasonable. So we wait to see what happens then. But yeah, here, back to Politico. I'm keeping an eye on the other monitor to see when they announce the verdict in this Oath Keepers sedition trial. So stand by. Emerging from a meeting with President Biden, congressional leaders sounded ready to push forward with the legislation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House would pass the bill Wednesday morning. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Congress needed to pass a bill. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he and McConnell agreed to pass it quickly, ideally well before the December 9th deadline, since railroads may stop shipments in anticipation of a strike. Oh, here we go. The Oath Keepers leader, Stuart Rhodes, found guilty. Let me bring this up.
Both from the evidence that was produced for this trial. And
I believe
former close associates and family members, and even his ex-wife, talked about Stuart Rhodes going to Washington, waiting for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. I mean, this was truly a ringleader of the goings-ons, if you will, the criminal conduct on January 6th. Just talk about the significance.
All right, so we know Stuart Rhodes has been found guilty. We're still waiting to hear about the rest of the other four.
It's significant because, you know, the government had so much evidence before and after January 6th of his intent here, and he kept trying to get in touch with Donald Trump he was trying to get in touch with Donald Trump, maybe potentially through a member of the Secret Service. Then on January 6th, it's himself. There was another person who he tried to get in touch with, a sort of Trump confidant whose identity we still really don't know. And then afterwards, he actually communicated a message to someone who he thought was going to send that message along to Donald Trump and essentially tell them that, you know, they were ready and willing to step up to help him use, to help Donald Trump use force to stay in power. So they really did have just a ton of evidence, including some recordings that were made secretly by an individual who later cooperated with the FBI after, you know, the January 6th attack. I believe this was around January 10th when this individual secretly recorded Rhodes talking about how he wished they had brought guns on January 6th and how if he
that.
Could do it all over again, he would have strung up Nancy Pelosi from a lamppost.
Yeah,
so
nice
I think that rhetoric, along with all of this evidence of planning, was what really got the jury to a guilty verdict on the Rhodes seditious conspiracy charge here.
Ryan, you're staying with us. We need to develop a sign. Wave to us when you have more information from this jury. We're covering the breaking news. The jury has found Stuart Rhodes, Oath Keepers founder and leader, guilty of seditious conspiracy.
That's
a biggie. It is the most serious charge that has been leveled at any of the insurrectionists, people who were in and around Capitol on January 6th, and the government has prevailed. Joining us now, someone who
So I'm going to pull it down again now. And when they announce the verdicts of the other, the other four Oath Keepers, we'll go back and see what's happening there. In the meantime, the other news, what I was talking about, this deal that Congress is ready to jump on. I think we should all be a little suspicious. Well, maybe not suspicious, just a little disapproving. If we support organized labor, let me read to you the earlier piece without the update about Bernie. President Biden on Monday asked Congress to pass legislation immediately to avert a rail strike that he said would devastate the economy. Biden had held off on seeking congressional action as his administration tried to help the freight rail industry and 12 of its unions representing 115,000 workers reach a deal. But on Monday, Biden said he saw, quote, no path to resolve the dispute at the bargaining table. So he has asked Congress to overrule the four out of the 12 unions that rejected that tentative contract agreement that they reached in a bargaining session a couple of months ago with Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. Now we have Nancy Pelosi falling in line. Chuck Schumer didn't comment last night, but CNN had reported that enough Republicans were expected to get behind the deal to pass it. And that's where we are until now, when Bernie Sanders is saying, wait a minute, not so fast. Give those rail workers paid sick time already.
All right. Other defendants, Kenneth Harrelson, Jessica Watkins, and Thomas Caldwell, were all found not guilty on the seditious conspiracy charge, according to our producer, Daniel Barnes, who's inside the courtroom right now.
The other four found not guilty of seditious conspiracy.
Also, there was a mixed verdict on there, but essentially DOJ got the obstruction of an official proceeding and aiding and abetting charge across the board for all five defendants. So nobody's going home with no jail time after this one is basically one of the headlines. But it was a mixed verdict when it came to that seditious conspiracy charge.
Wow.
And I think that's because of just, you know, the amount of evidence that we saw against some of these defendants versus others. There, you know, for those three defendants who were found not guilty of seditious conspiracy, there wasn't a ton of evidence that they had pre-planned a lot of this in terms of actually planning to storm the Capitol. And what I would note is that, you know, two of these individuals who took the stand were found not guilty. But Stuart Rhodes, that didn't help him taking the stand. He was convicted, even though he took the stand in his own defense. I think we're going to hear a verdict shortly on the Jessica Watkins count for she was this individual who actually pushed up against officers inside, and she admitted guilt to that charge on the stand. And at the end of closing arguments in this case, her attorney just said, you know, go right back there and find her guilty on that count. So I believe we should be hearing soon about whether or not they did that. But I think
all right. So there's the latest. So Rhodes, the leader of the Proud Boys, of the Oath Keepers, I'm sorry, I get them confused. Yeah, go figure. He has been found guilty of seditious conspiracy. That's huge. That is absolutely huge. All right. Before we move on to the main topic of today, I need to comment on this Nick Fuentes story. Yeah, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Donald Trump had Thanksgiving dinner with Kanye West. No, I don't call him Yay. I'll call him Boo. So they had dinner, Thanksgiving dinner together. Now Trump's camp is trying to spin it. Oh, he didn't know. He did was only expecting Kanye, not the other guy. And you know what I say to all of that, right?
Bullshit.
It's bullshit. It's all bullshit. And all you need to do, I mean, if you're like me, you didn't know a whole lot about this Nick Fuentes character. And for good reason. I mean, why would you? I guess he was a YouTuber until he got kicked off the platform because, well, he's a, you know, white supremacist, bigot, just all around horrible person. But Right Wing Watch pulled a few clips of this. I'm trying to think of the right word for him. I guess incel would work. Because I believe he is one. I'm not casting aspersions. I'm just stating fact. This anti-Semitic, bigoted, racist incel. And so you can get an idea of some of the things that he says on his show, his YouTube show. Now it's not even on YouTube. But here are a few clips.
Proof again.
Whoops. Oh, I got to mute the... Hold on, I got to mute MSNBC so I can play this for you. God, I can't believe this other computer monitor went out. I think something's telling me to take a vacation. Anyway, here, my friends, is Nick Fuentes. In case you hadn't heard him, let's hear what he has to say.
We need to have something like a white uprising.
We do.
Politically speaking.
Yeah.
Gain control of social media. Maybe just get rid of Congress altogether after that happens.
Okay.
Here's the pathway. We have one more election where white people can make the decision. The white people got to make the right decision, and then Trump's got to get in there and never leave. Wow. That, to me, at this point, is a pathway.
That's a pathway,
so
huh?
It's time to shut up, elect Trump one more time, and then... stop having elections.
wait, there's more. So they've got a number of videos posted here. Here's the next one.
We have got to talk about the fundamentals of our worldview.
Yeah.
And what it would look like to build a society based on our distinct worldview.
On your distinct worldview.
Different from a godless, atheist, constructivist, liberal worldview. And what does that look like? Does that look like a society?
What does it look like?
We have... gay marriage and birth control and contraceptives.
Why
and
not?
Legal, ubiquitous internet pornography.
Oh, no!
And all the rest.
Oh, my God!
But, transgender kids aren't playing in girls' water polo?
Yeah.
No. That's not what it looks like.
Really?
It looks like a society where women don't have the right to vote.
Whoa.
And it looks like a society where boys and girls get married as teenagers and start having kids, and they don't use birth control.
Okay,
and they
again,
don't.
I need to interrupt him for a second to tell you that this is what he is espousing. This is what he's promoting. This is the world that he wants to see. These things that he's laying out here, this is what this guy wants?
Don't use contraceptives, and they have big families and a high birth rate, and it looks like women wearing veils at church. And it looks like women not being in the workforce.
Whoa.
And it looks like mothers raising their kids. And it looks like pornography being banned.
Banned.
And homosexuality and transsexuality, as well as heterosexual sodomy.
Oh.
As well as
can't do that.
Fornication and adultery.
Oh, adultery
and
fornication.
Shamed by the society.
Shamed.
And maybe in some places, in some jurisdictions, regulated by the law.
Oh my God.
It's not enough to say we're against trannies. You got to be against women's rights too.
What?
It's not enough to be against blue-haired feminism. You got to be against women getting educated.
What?
Okay.
No, not okay.
Or else, what are we really trying to achieve here?
What are you trying to achieve here?
1999 sucked too.
Whoa.
We want to go back to 1099.
You want to go back to the Middle Ages.
The Middle Ages.
Oh, okay. That's what he wants.
So,
oh,
there's
more.
We're burning your gay pride flag.
You are.
We're burning your gay pride float. Wow. And then we're going to drag your bitch wife out of her house, kicking and screaming, and then we're going to burn her at the stake too for being a witch.
Oh my God, that is this Nick Fuentes guy. That's what he believes. And Donald Trump, apparently, according to Nick Fuentes, loved him. Let's hear one more because I just can't get enough of this shit.
That is precisely what we intend to do, is to impose Christian laws on everyone in the United States of America.
Whoa.
That is what we have to do.
Whoa.
As Christians, we have to make sure that, like the moon reflects the sun, the state reflects the church.
Excuse
me? We have to make sure that our normative laws and the laws that are passed by the government reflect the natural and the moral laws written by God.
Oh, my God.
That is our job as Christians. Now, how do you coexist in the government with atheists or Jews that say that pornography is okay?
Oh, my God.
And actually, it's our right to do that. It's our right to watch it. It's our right to make it.
It is.
And those are, and the freedom to do that is our, is the end of society. You can't share those. You can't share those two values. And the same goes for feminism and the role of women. And the same goes for homosexuality.
Wow.
And same-sex relationships as well as transgenderism. Can a person go from one gender to another? And drugs.
And drugs.
And it really is about everything in the society. These things are in conflict. And this is going to be one of the biggest problems, I think, is that the Jewish people wield this immense influence even over the Republican Party, the conservative movement.
Okay, that's enough. I just wanted you to hear. I can't call him a man. You know, I obviously, this is a guy who's never been laid. And I would say someone should throw him a bone, so to speak. But ew, who? I mean, the way he speaks about women, no wonder he's never been laid. Oh, my God. That, he's not on TV. Gary's asking, how's this guy on TV? He isn't. He's on the internet. And he's not on YouTube anymore because he was kicked off. But that kind of shit, it goes on and on and on. If you want to see more, go to rightwingwatch.org. That's People for the American Way. And they have a whole page. There's tons more of it. This is the kind of shit that Elmo is letting back on Twitter. I'm, if you're stunned, so am I. And that's why I pulled those clips. And that's why I had to play it for you. Because that is, that's the guy who, well, now, of course, Trump is saying, oh, I was railroaded. Yeah, bullshit.
Bullshit.
You know, he had Thanksgiving dinner with him. Kim saying maybe he is in the closet. Perhaps. But, you know, he rails against the gays and the Jews and the fags and the oh, my God. This is who we're wasting all this time on? Really? Someone just, yeah, put a sock in it. Shut him up. That's just, oh, and someone said, mentioned Milo, whatever his name is. Well, Milo is working with them. Apparently, if you believe the web of lies they spin, Milo or Milo Yiannopoulos or whatever his name was, he's the one who orchestrated this whole dinner. Ugh, what a slimy, sleazy collection of horrible, sorry, excuses for human beings. It is astounding, just astounding. Okay, now, I was going to play for you a clip from a show. Milo was at that dinner too. Oh, he was the third person. Or the fourth person, the third guest, I guess. Whatever. I try not to listen. And I try not to pay too much attention to that kind of swill because it affects me. I am someone, and if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know, I have suffered from depression since adolescence. Some years have been tougher than others. And frankly, the Trump years were almost unsurvivable. I went through looking for, I remembered that there was a show I did and that the next day I came on and I apologized and I said, yesterday That was what a major depressive meltdown looked like. I lost my shit. I lost it reading a story about immigration and how they locked up, in this case, this one story was about an American citizen. They didn't give him enough to eat. He wasn't allowed to shower. And this is, yeah, it was bad enough that they treated this American citizen that way. But knowing that's how they treat all these people who committed the crime of coming from a dangerous, poor, and horrible place and trying to escape to get to a better life. So they made their way here and tried to apply for asylum. And this is how we treat them. And I'm reading the story and I broke down. And I kept going. And then later on, I just different things. Anyway, because my bottom monitor of the second computer crapped out on me right as we were going on the air, I don't have that. And maybe it's for the better. Because it's not fun to listen to. It's not fun to watch. I was so upset and screaming that Congress, Nancy Pelosi, needed to do something to get Donald Trump the fuck out of that office before he destroyed not only this country, but the planet. I lost it. Yes, I wear my emotions on my sleeve. I do honest radio. It's because it's all I know how to do. So on the days that I'm down, you know that I'm down. But here's the thing. I have not had a major meltdown in a few years, at least not on the air, not that you know about. And how is that possible? Well, as you may know, if you've listened for any amount of time, I've tried everything. I've been on antidepressants for many years. I tried to get off them, went back on them. And frankly, I'm back to where I started. Basically, I take Prozac. But even the Prozac wasn't enough for a while. And this psychiatrist that I was seeing mentioned this device to me, a device that he had heard about that he thought might provide some help. There were two things. One was this device. It's called Fisher-Wallace. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that in a moment, which is a thing that it's a portable device. You put on a headband and you do it in the comfort of your own home twice a day. And it's non-invasive. And the big thing is no drugs. Then he also told me about TMS therapy, which I wound up doing. And I told you about this a couple of years ago. It's magnets. It's a magnetic thing, sort of like an MRI magnet that targets a certain, I think it's on that side, a certain spot in your brain. And it's just like a tapping, a magnetic tapping against the side of your head. And they've had very positive results. Well, it's the same type of principle. So anyway, I had, you know, this was after the cancer. I had severe depression, and much of it, I believe, was brought about, you know, by Trump. That spurred it. It made it, I could not get out of bed. I was having a rough time, and I went through the TMS, and it really helped. I didn't think it was helping as I was going through it, but after a while, I realized that I was just feeling better, that I wasn't as weepy as I usually was. I didn't have meltdowns like I did. There was a difference. And so, look, depression is something that affects millions of us more and more each day, I think. And I think during the Trump years, it was even worse because so many of us couldn't handle it. Have I tried meditation? I have. I'm not good at it. My mind is always going. So anyway, I'm going to bring in somebody that you've heard many times, but you haven't seen much of on this program. But let me officially introduce you to my husband. This is David Sloan. Hi, David.
Hi.
Hi. Hmm. So David's in the other room in his office because we both work out of the house. We both have home offices. And there's a reason I'm bringing David into this discussion. Because he's gone through it as well. Now, David, when we, not too long after we started dating, some almost 15 years ago now, it became apparent that I suffered from depression. Did I ever tell you I did? Did we have that talk, or did I just start crying one day? Do you remember?
I do.
You do?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
We had a date, and toward the end of the date, you were puking.
Oh. Did I drink? Oh, I was drinking.
You had some wine that night. And earlier in the evening, I think you had taken a Xanax, maybe.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
And as a result of that, you were puking your guts out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I said, wow, we, you know, pretty much ate the same thing. Sorry it reacted that way on you. And that was when you told me that you had taken something. Ooh. And the reason that you had taken it is because you had, you know, a bad day. And it was kind of, you know, dovetailing with your depression that you suffer from. So,
okay.
Yes, I do remember.
Okay. Well,
I even remember the restaurant we went to, but that's another story.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that definitely. So, mm-hmm. So that night I puked and we got to know each other a little better, I guess.
Correct.
It wasn't until a few years later. Now, I always knew that you were quirky. That's one of the things I love about you is that you're a bit OCD. We're very much alike, but we're very different. Where I'm a messy slob, you are orderly and organized, and we complement each other well in that respect. But
you're ADD and my OC, not D,
O-O-C.
But just OC.
Right.
It's the yin and yang.
Yeah,
that
it is.
Makes
it definitely is. Right.
Round.
Right. So, yeah. So. All right. So, you know, a few years go by, or actually not even a few years. At one point, as we were getting to know each other, you told me about this life-altering moment that you had back. You want to explain about the accident?
Yes. It's always good to start at the beginning. And so the beginning is I was born in a log cabin. Now, August 17th, 1973, I was sitting in the house of belonging to a good friend of mine in college, Jeff Kaplan. I had just turned 21 in May of that year, and we were sitting in Tempe, Arizona on a Friday evening and, you know, shooting the shit and watching television. And Jeff said to me, "What are you doing this weekend?" And I said, "I don't have any plans. What are you doing this weekend?" And he said, "Nothing." He said, "We should go to Vegas." I said, "Yeah, we should." And didn't think anything more of it. There was no way we were going. So about 15 minutes later, it was, 9 o'clock, 9:30 by that point at night. So about 15 minutes later, Jeff gets up and walks inside. I'm thinking he's going to the bathroom. He comes back with a suitcase in his hand. Okay, I'm game. Go to my place. I throw some stuff in a bag. We get in his car. I roll the back of the seat down on the west side of Phoenix. About 30 minutes after we left, I go to sleep thinking I'm waking up at Caesar's Palace. And instead, I woke up for just a second as they were loading me onto a helicopter to medevac me back to the hospital in Phoenix. Jeff had rolled his car down an embankment at 85 miles an hour in a 30 mile an hour zone. And the car burst into flames. And when the car rolled, my head hit the side of the car. I'd had two previous concussions, and this concussion knocked me out completely. I was out cold in a burning car in the middle of the Arizona desert at about 2 o'clock in the morning. A man who saw the accident happen turned around and came back and pulled me out of the car. Now, unfortunately, I never got to thank the man, but nonetheless, I wound up in the hospital for 2.5 months in a wheelchair for 4 months and injuries that to this day still impact my life.
Yes, they do.
And the lingering thing, in addition to the physical injuries, those I've always been aware of because it's easy to feel. What I didn't know until 4 years ago mm-hmm. was I had a mental injury. I had PTSD, and I didn't know it.
Right.
And once I was diagnosed as having PTSD, it answered a lot of questions. A lot of questions about things that had happened in my past and how they affected my behavior and how my behavior affected my life. So, as I say, it answered a lot of questions. Now, how is that germane to the subject at hand today? Well, back in, I guess it was August, when I found out that my dear wife needed what was about as close to emergency eye surgery or she might completely lose the sight in one of her
beautiful
eyes.
Right, I never went into the detail on how bad this could have been when I had the eye surgery in August. It was, yeah. So you reacted.
Yeah. I went to a very bad place.
Uh-huh.
Let me put it that way. A very bad place. It brought up all kinds of really awful memories of your cancer surgery, my father's cancer surgery, my hospitalization, everything. And it just, as often happens in that situation, instead of leveling off, it spiraled. And it kept spiraling down and down and down and down. And finally, I asked you, out of complete and total desperation, do you still have that device that your psychiatrist had told you about?
Right, the Fisher-Wallace device. And I did. And
exactly.
I found it.
Exactly. And I said, you know what? Let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it on. I used it for the 20-minute cycle. And the best analogy that I've been able to come up with is that I felt like I had been in a dark room and someone walked in and turned on the lights. It was that immediate and that profound. And that was the beginning of that chapter of my life. Now, since then, I've been using the device every day, and I feel a remarkable improvement in my quality of life. Number one, I sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
I still get up.
Gotta pee.
I have an old man's prostate, so I get up a couple times at least at night, and that disrupts my sleep. But when I go back to bed, I sleep much better. And that's, you know, it's not like every time I go back to bed, I'm using the device.
Right.
I use it when I first go to bed, and when I fall asleep, that's it. So at any rate, in addition to that, my outlook has just dramatically improved. And but that first time I used it, it just changed everything.
I was amazed that when you said, oh my God, I got immediate. I felt, because honestly with me, I don't feel things like this. But we're like this when it comes to like drugs, prescription drugs. You feel every little thing. David can't take steroids. You can't take prednisone because it freaks you out. You're very sensitive to things. Even, you know, edibles or marijuana oil, you'll feel it. I don't. Nothing affects me. So I'm much more, maybe my head's thicker or something. I don't know. But you've experienced these things much more rapidly and profoundly, and you got an immediate sense of relief from this. So we started doing more research into it. So what did you do? So here's the thing, though. This is a device that works on depression without drugs. And there are a lot of people who suffer from depression who can't take drugs. You have a bad reaction to many of these drugs. So this worked for you. So then what happened?
Well, when I went through my divorce in 2006, I fell into a terrible depression that ruined the next 2 years of my life, practically. And there was a period where I tried practically every antidepressant on the planet. They made me worse.
Yeah.
Much, much, much worse. I mean, I was nuts. Not certifiably nuts, but just you would not have wanted to be around me nuts. So drugs did not work for me. And yes, mentioned prednisone. Prednisone is like kryptonite. So at any rate, so this, like you say, it is a non-drug alternative. It not only works on depression, it also works on anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it works on insomnia, or even if you don't have insomnia, I believe it will just improve your quality of sleep. And I have the data that shows it because of the Fitbit that
right.
I wear.
Right.
Gives you feedback as to how long you had REM sleep, how long you had deep sleep, how long you had light sleep. And having tracked that for weeks, there's just no question. The thing that really got me, though, was, as you know, I run in the pool.
Yep.
And I lift weights.
Yep.
And I was tracking my times. I don't log my times running the laps in the pool, but I, you know, track them and keep track of it in my mind. And I noticed that my times were significantly improving. And I mean by as much as 20 or 25% on some days. And my effort level was not increasing. In other words, it would be one thing if I was trying to run harder or faster and getting that type of result. But I was not putting out any more effort, yet I was running laps, the same laps I ran all the time, faster with the same effort. And I'm thinking about this. And after a while, I thought, God, if this really works in that way on athletic performance for a fat old man like me, what would it be like for, you know, a world-class athlete?
Now,
and having been an agent for athletes for 44 years, representing some of the best baseball players on the planet, I had some experience in that particular arena, so to speak. And what that motivated me to do was to reach out to FisherWallace.com. And I sent an email saying, have you done any research on the effect of this device on athletic performance? And I got no response. So I let a couple of days go by because I can sometimes be patient. And then I, you know, sent another email again. And I said, hey, you know, I'd really like to talk to somebody about this. Have you, you know, is there anyone there I could talk to? Again, no response. Then I sent another email a few days after that in which I included sort of a bio. I gave them what my credentials were so that they knew it wasn't just some person off the street talking about athletic performance. And I immediately got an email from the CEO of the company, a gentleman by the name of Kelly Roman, telling me, yeah, I'd like to talk. And we set up a conversation. And as they say, the rest is history. And I'm now consulting for them. They're one of my clients. And I am reaching out to colleges and professional teams. The device is now either in use or being evaluated for use by players and or teams in Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NHL, National Hockey League, National Basketball Association, and NASCAR, as well as major colleges across the country.
And here's the thing, that a lot of athletes can't take drugs, you know, in their contract. They're tested. And even to take an antidepressant, they have to get waivers for each season or something? What?
Well, it is an antidepressant. It's Adderall for ADHD, because the population of athletes that have ADHD is at least roughly comparable to the rest of society, if not greater than that. And in order to take Adderall or anything for ADHD, they have to get what's called a temporary use exemption. And this is something that the data isn't present. There hasn't been actual testing on that yet, because, you know, there's only so much testing the company can do. And we're waiting right now, actually, for results of a very important FDA test. The device is FDA cleared, meaning it can be sold for use to the public. And it is probably very soon in the near future going to be FDA approved. Now, what's the difference? Again, FDA cleared means it can be sold to the public. FDA approved means not only can it be sold to the public, but it can be prescribed by your doctor for you, and your health insurance should pay for it as long as you have medical device coverage, which every health insurance policy should have.
Right. Now, you know, I'm on their mailing list, and I just got an email from them yesterday that said, it talks about they have a way that people can invest in the company. If you want information on that, I'm happy to send it to you, but that's not what this is about. What the email also says is, before the end of next week, we will submit the results of our pivotal depression trial to the FDA in order to obtain FDA approval for the treatment of major depressive disorder. While we cannot guarantee success, we believe the results of the study are more than sufficient to show that our technology effectively and rapidly treats depression without causing serious side effects. This comparison of benefit and risk is at the heart of the FDA's review process. And then they say, while many devices are FDA cleared, there currently is no wearable device that is FDA approved to treat depression. Teams of people inside and outside the company have been working relentlessly for years to make our technology the first. If we succeed, FDA approval could occur just a few months before we launch Oak, our version 2.0 device that will inherit any new approval. We believe the combination of world-class design and the high level of regulatory and scientific validation will allow Fisher Wallace to truly evolve how depression is treated in the U.S. and around the world. In short, we're building a better, safer, and faster standard of care. This is revolutionary.
Oh, without a doubt. And when you consider the fact that there's reports showing 48 million Americans were prescribed antidepressant medication last year.
Yep.
Or excuse me, in 2020, right. 48 million. Yep. If this could help 1% of that number, that's 480,000 people who could stop taking antidepressants.
Right. And also, you know, so you, the obvious place for you to take this was to the sports world, because David was a major league, mostly baseball players agent for 40 some odd years. And so that's a natural. But you also said, I want to take this into the VA, because veterans, oh my goodness, what a relief this could be to them. So,
well, again, having suffered for 45 years with undiagnosed PTSD, I know, having read a great deal about how many veterans suffer from PTSD, mm-hmm. and the other maladies that tag along from PTSD. And that's one of the most wonderful things about this opportunity for me. I was very fortunate to have a great career representing athletes. But I didn't change the world. I did, you know, I just had a job essentially making rich people richer. In this situation, I have the opportunity to change lives. And I'm not being hyperbolic about that. Mm-hmm. I really believe this can change lives. And I'm tremendously excited about this. The company already has over 100,000 customers. And I think that very shortly, that number is going to increase exponentially.
Right. You know, when you first reached out and spoke to Kelly, and it was like almost too good to be true.
Yes.
And I kept, you know, I'm looking for bad stuff to find out, okay, where's the other shoe dropping? And I came across the Better Business Bureau website.
Yes.
And I looked at it and I'm like, oh my God, David, you need to read this. And you're like, oh, don't tell me. Don't, please don't tell me. I'm like, it couldn't be better. It couldn't be better. They've got an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. And people started posting their comments, like reviews of the device there. And there were a couple of people who frankly said, didn't do anything for me. And they give them a refund. They have a 100% money back guarantee. But the other people were talking about life changing results quickly without drugs.
Oh yeah. And when you told me about that, I was so scared, because I've seen so many things and had so many potential consulting clients that when I scratched below the surface, it turned out to be not worth working
yep.
for. But nonetheless, this, when I looked at those reviews, my reaction was, this can't be real. The people from the company are writing these reviews, and,
right.
and this is all a spoof. And I was an arbitrator for the Better Business Bureau in a previous life, and I handled lemon law cases as the arbitrator. And I know how tough the Better Business Bureau can be. And they don't just throw out A+ ratings for the hell of it. And not only that, but the reviews. I mean, anyone who's listening right now, if you have any interest whatsoever, or if you know anyone who suffers from anxiety, depression, or insomnia, Nicole, please do me a favor and post the link on your site
to those
Better Business Bureau reviews. And people, I'm telling you, you will be impressed, because these reviews are, like I said, it seemed like the owners of the company were making up these reviews and posting them themselves.
Right.
They are that glowing of those reviews. And again, I have my own personal experience to back it up. This thing, you know, truly has been life-changing for me. I've never, Nicole, I believe you would agree with me. I've never been a really negative person. I've always had, a pretty positive outlook on life. I have my moments. I get angry and frustrated and disappointed. But for the most part, I wake up and think, okay, today's going to be a good day until something, causes me to believe otherwise. But this is something that it's made me even more positive and more, for lack of a better term, happy. And that just sounds insane to me hearing me say it, but it's true.
Right.
And I'm very grateful to Kelly and Fisher Wallace for giving me the opportunity to not only spread this out there, but to quite frankly, get paid to do so.
Right. No, it was like everything came together the way it was supposed to. And the fact that you're getting relief from this, and I still use it, but frankly, I still have relief from the TMS I did, but I still wear the device. So somebody in the chat room asked what it looks like. So let me see if I can't bring up a picture. Again,
I could go inside and get one.
Oh, why don't you go do that so we can show them how it works. So I looked for everything to debunk the claims they made. I looked for a way to, I went to the Better Business Bureau thinking, okay, if there's anything there, it's going to be here. Well, yeah, it's a silly little, it looks like a remote control. It's about the size of a TV remote control. It has two wires coming off it. And at the end are two leads, and you put sponges on them, and it works. They've got to be wet. So,
So here, this is the head strap.
Yep.
And you put it on your head like this.
Right.
And then this is the device.
Yeah.
This is the device. And then these are the electrodes at the end of the wires.
Uh-huh.
These are the electrodes.
And that's the little remote unit.
Why did my screen just go weird? Okay.
Yeah, because I covered it up. So those are the electrodes. You put these sponges in the end of
it. These are the sponges, and they go in like this.
Yeah. Okay. And so you're putting the sponges in. Sorry, I'm looking at something else. So you're putting the sponges in. You wet them, and then you put them under.
Right. You get them wet, and you put them in here inside the band, and about you go from your sideburns, and you go up to that point, and then there's a wheel here on the side, and you turn this up until it goes on.
Right.
And that's it.
And it's like little electrical pulses. So it is electrical stimulation is what it is, but it's so minor. Most people don't feel it. I feel a little tingly. Now the new device that's coming out, here's a picture of it that they sent in that email I read.
It won't have wires.
Nope,
right.
This is it. It's just a strap with the two things on the side. It just fits on your head, and I guess it works. So this.
And it was designed by one of the same people who was involved with Dr. Dre designing the Beats headphones. Yes, and you just do whatever. I've used it most mornings. What I do is I put it on before I start eating breakfast, and by the time I'm done eating breakfast, the 20-minute cycle is done. And if I forget that, then when I come into my office, I'll put it on and I do my work on the computer, and I can talk on the phone, I can read, I can do anything I would do otherwise. And it does its thing, and that's it. And you just feel better. The sensation, what I've compared it to, is when your foot falls asleep and it tingles a little bit, that's kind of what you feel from the electric.
Right. And the thing is, what's against your head is just a sponge. It's a wet sponge. So you may get wet, but that's about it. Someone asked if it digs into your skull. No. There's no discomfort. The reason that I'm telling you about this is that it's, so many people struggle with depression and anxiety and related maladies. If you read, keep reading through those Better Business Bureau reviews, people use it in different ways. They're like, I found that if I moved it a little bit back, it helps with something else. I mean, I haven't read it in the last few weeks, but it is pretty astounding.
How many times have you spoken to friends of yours and they've said, how's everything going? And, you know, what's new with you and David? And you say, well, he's got this new client that he's consulting for. And they ask you what it's about.
And they say, oh, I my need God, that.
My husband can use that, or my mom could use it, or I can use it, or someone they know and love could use it.
Right.
And it's just, look, it's so many people have been touched by this.
Mm-hmm.
And having had a sister who took her life because of depression, this is important to me.
It's important to me, too, as somebody who has struggled with depression since adolescence. This has been an ongoing thing, and I'm always looking for something that will help. And the thing, I feel good about recommending it because they do, have a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you try it for 3 or 4 weeks and it doesn't work for you, you could send it back and they'll refund you your money. And that's also what it says on the Better Business Bureau site. So, Denzel is asking, so how does it help depression? Denzel, you need to go to FisherWallace.com and read their stuff because it is an electrical pulse that stimulates a part of your brain that I guess releases serotonin or something. Do you know how it works, David, the science behind it?
Yeah, there is serotonin uptake involved, I believe, is the technical term. And it just, you know, again, here, I'll read you something from one of the notes that I have here. In a large clinical trial for the treatment of generalized anxiety disorder conducted during the height of the pandemic, statistically significant separation was achieved between active and placebo groups by week 2. Over 70% of active group participants experienced at least 50% symptom reduction by week 8. The device caused no serious side effects.
Wow.
In an anxiety clinical trial performed for FDA clearance, the Fisher-Wallace stimulator significantly reduced symptoms of moderate generalized anxiety disorder in 62.5% of patients by week 2 versus only 38.2% among patients using a placebo device. In an insomnia clinical trial performed for FDA clearance, the Fisher-Wallace stimulator improved total sleep time by 42 minutes versus placebo by week 4. Those are very significant differences.
Yes, very much so.
And in relatively short periods of time.
Right. And okay, a couple of questions from the chat room. Somebody asked, will we get paid a commission? No, you don't get commission from this. This is not, if you buy one, we don't profit from it. That's not his deal. He is being paid as a consultant to promote it, to get it in the door of sports. Major league sports teams. We would not get anything, but that doesn't matter. That's not what it's about.
That's not why we're doing this.
Right. As for, does insurance cover any of the cost? Not yet. It is now FDA cleared. They just did this clinical trial that the results were very positive. They are submitting that to get FDA approval now, which will mean that, yes, your doctor can prescribe it and insurance would cover it.
Yeah, I think that's December 11th or 16th, something like that. Very soon it will likely be FDA approved.
Right. And Kimchi said this is certainly cheaper than the drug ketamine. And it's not as dangerous. Look, I would try ketamine, but you're getting into psychedelics. You need to go into a, why am I coming back? You need to go into a, you know, a doctor's office to do it. That's the thing about this device. You do it at home. With the TMS that I did, I had to go into their facility every day and sit there in the chair to have this magnet tap on my head for 20 minutes every day for about 6 weeks. This
and
is not
expensive.
That. And it's very expensive.
And there's other forms of similar type of therapy to the TMS. There's one that I've been informed of that also requires that you go to a clinic, and that costs $20,000.
Wow. Yeah. So this is designed to be a portable, use at home.
Right.
It's so, you know, revolutionary on so many levels. And that's what, look, this is not what we usually do on this show. And I try not to push products or anything. And again, we're not getting a commission. If you buy one, it doesn't affect us monetarily one way or another, but it's so important that we wanted to share it.
And another thing I want to point out as well, with ketamine or any other drugs, and with many of these other modalities that people use to deal with depression and anxiety, their side effects, particularly from the drugs. I mean, every single antidepressant, if you pull out the liner that comes with the prescription, you know, there's a list this long of side effects.
Yep.
With this, there is the side effect is your hair gets wet.
Yeah, that's it. That is
your hair gets wet.
Yeah.
That's the side effect from this. And again, it either works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't work, you send it back and they'll give you your money back. And you know, I'm very, very fortunate to be involved with this. To me, it's more than a work thing. It's a mission. And
right.
I really, really hope that we can get this into the VA.
Oh, please.
I recently connected with the athletic director from the Air Force Academy. I'm hoping that he'll get back to me because, again, I'm hoping that if they find use for it with their athletes, they might mention it to someone at the Air Force and help us get into the Pentagon. Because if we can get into the Pentagon and help some of these men and women in the service who have suffered so, so greatly, for the sin of protecting their country. And I don't mean to wave the flag here, but, you know, it is what it is. I'd like to do what I could if I'm able.
Of course. No, I mean, this is, it is really encouraging. And if I can help ease someone's depression after having lived with it for 50 years or thereabouts, I know that the need is out there. So, look, it's worth a shot. And,
without a doubt.
Right, so Louis said, how many treatments to determine if it's working for you roughly? It depends. Like David, he felt something the first time. A few other people did it for a few weeks. I will post. You go to FisherWallace.com. They've got tons of stuff there. I'll also post the link on the blog to the Better Business Bureau site, which has all these other reviews, and read people's experiences. It's and Dar is asking, are you still doing a whole food plant-based diet? Any possibility the results are from the diet? My 13 years of medication-resistant depression got better after about 7 months on a whole foods plant-based diet. By the way, David, Dar is the person who originally sent me the DVD of Forks Over Knives.
Oh, cool.
So
no, it definitely has nothing to do with the plant-based diet, because we were on the plant-based diet for
a year, at least.
Since
the pandemic, right?
Yeah. And this all came about, you figure the pandemic started in March of 2020.
Yeah.
And this all came about in August of 2022.
Right.
So we'd been on the plant-based diet all that time.
That's right.
And then this happened. And when it happened, I spiraled into a really bad place. And had I remained there, I tremble to think about where I would be right now.
Right. So anyway, that's our little public service announcement for the day. I wanted to share this with you. Again, I was concerned it's going to sound like a commercial, but again, we're not profiting off of this. Whether you buy it or not, does nothing for us, but it might help you. And again, if it doesn't work for you, you return it. That's the beauty of it, or one of the beautiful things about it.
Here's what I'd like to say. If one person listening to this decides to try this and gets any benefit of it out of it whatsoever, then this half hour plus has been well worth it.
Yep.
As you know, I recently spoke to a very prominent sports writer to see if I could get him to do a story about it. And he was concerned that he didn't want to be the author of an infomercial. And I'm going to get in touch with him again. And essentially what I'm going to tell him is there is no trade, no free agent signing, no hiring or firing of anyone in the sport that is as important as reaching one person. If one person can have their anxiety improved, can be less depressed, or if you really want to take it to the extreme, if one person comes off the ledge as a result of this, it's way more important than the biggest baseball or football or basketball news item in the history of professional sports.
Yeah, That's true. And look, if you know, and if it helps a ball player focus, that's worth the price of admission alone, right?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And in terms of anxiety, and having played, you know, quite a bit of sports myself, there are people that, for example, in baseball, there are people I did not want to go up to the plate against because I knew it was just going to be an uncomfortable 0-for-4 and I was going to risk getting killed, basically, if, you know, they decided to throw up my head. And that type of anxiety, I can't even begin to imagine what it must be like when you have to face a Nolan Ryan or a Randy Johnson or somebody like that who's throwing 100 miles an hour. And if something happens and the pitch gets away from them, they literally could crush your skull. In addition to the fact that, like I said, you're just going to end up the day going 0-for-4. So, you know, why go out there and be embarrassed on top of all of it? So now the vision that I have is these guys come in, they take their batting practice, they take their ground balls, and then they go into a quiet place in the stadium and they put this device on their head for 20 minutes. Yep. And they go out there and their anxiety level is lower. And how can that not improve their, forget their performance.
Right.
Maybe they still go 0-for-4 and look like hell at the plate, but it's got to improve their outlook. It's got to improve their outlook and make them have a better day, even going 0-for-4.
Definitely.
So, you know, or a guy dealing with an injury and hoping that the injury doesn't get worse, but he knows he has to go out there and play to help his team. You know, it's that sort of concern, anxiety, whatever you want to call it, nervousness, that I believe this can really help on the professional level. Another way that this will help on the professional level is if you're a player for the San Francisco 49ers, for example, and you have a game down here against the Miami Dolphins, typically they'll fly in the night before. Well, for me, flying west to east and changing time zones so that you're now 3 hours later, you get here, it's tough to fall asleep, but the next day you got to go out and play a football
game.
With this device, it will be easier for you to fall asleep and the quality of sleep you get will be better so that you'll better be able to play the next day. Baseball, it's even more profound because baseball, they play 162 games in about 185 days. And again, if you're going from Seattle to Oakland to San Diego to Chicago to New York, in a period of 10 days to play games and you're having to eat different food at different times of the day, drink different water, sleep at different times. All of those things affect your ability to play the game that you're getting paid very well, I might add, to play. So I have to think that at the very least, if you can count on a good night's sleep, or maybe even not a good night's sleep, but a better night's sleep than you would get without this device, it's worth every dime that it costs. And oh, by the way, in terms of price, this is, compared to the other things out there, this is dirt cheap. Right now they have a deal on the website where the device is, I think it's $199.
I think it's $299. It's $299 and they have a 10% off deal as well. And again, I think they're down to, you know, the end of the original unit. And then the new one is coming out. I guess they're going to launch that in a few months or something, right?
Right. Well, and your TMS, just to show in, by comparison, you had to go 5 days a week.
Yep.
And each day, if I recall correctly, was $75?
I don't remember what it was. My insurance covered it because it was FDA approved. My copay was $25 to go with it for each treatment.
Right.
Yeah, so it gets very
and
expensive.
You lucked out because they made you part of a study.
Right.
So that it lowered the price even further so that it was possible for you to do it. Otherwise, you would not have been
no,
able to
No, I
do
almost
it.
Stopped because I said, right. I can't afford $125 a week.
Right, right.
So
that being said, without that and even with the insurance, this is still way, way more expensive because you went to that for 6 weeks, correct?
That's right, 6 weeks.
So 6 weeks at 100, even if it's at only $125 a week, that's $750.
Oh, I know. I remember it well. Money we didn't have.
Right.
So,
right. And
yeah.
This is a lot less expensive than that.
You know, I.M. Pete said maybe they can make one for kids put out by Fisher Price. Ha ha. But kids can use this. That's the lovely thing about it. On the website, you'll see a picture of a child wearing the headband because it's not drugs. It's not a drug. So it's and it's safe.
Yes. So. And effective.
And effective.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, and again, the side, the most common side effect is your hair gets wet.
Right. Which is a problem for me sometimes, but no,
as opposed to dry mouth, sexual side effects, appetite, you know, weight gain, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, I know from the weight gain.
The myriad side effects from taking antidepressants.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, that is that's the scoop. That's the deal. Check it out. Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E.com. Kim Chi just did it. $269.10 she paid. She said that's 2.5 trips to my psychiatrist. Kim, you have to give us a report. And again, knowing that if it doesn't work for you, you can send it back. They'll take it back. So hopefully this helps some people, because that's the whole reason for us doing the show today. Right now, Diane's asking, so you don't need a prescription to get it? They want to know that they can give you a prescription, but you've got to fill out the questionnaire because it's not a toy. They want to make sure that it's going to somebody who needs it. So they do have what they call a prescription. But once they make, once they get the FDA approval, then your doctor can write a prescription for it and your insurance will pay for it.
And you have to be 18 or older.
To order it yourself.
To order it yourself. If you were ordering it for a child couldn't order it for themselves, but someone who was their parent who would be 18 or older can do it.
Cool. All right. Well, so that's that. Anything else?
No, that's about it. Thank you very much for doing this, because again, for me now, I'm, for lack of a better term, a Fisher Wallace missionary. I want to spread the word, like Johnny Appleseed spread apples all around, except this is much more significant than apples.
Well,
I just hope that, as I say, if one person listening today gets this and it helps them, I'll feel very good about that.
Me too. Me too. All right. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. I'll see you in a minute. What are we having for dinner? Oh, I've got the lasagna in the refrigerator. We can have that.
Okay.
I cook a mean lasagna. All vegetarian. Vegan. With vegan mozzarella cheese. It's really good. Dar. Thank you. All right. I'll see you in a few. Bye.
Okay. Love you madly.
Love you too. Okay. With that, we're done. We're actually in overtime. This went longer than I thought it would. So the couple of people who I know, a couple of you at least, are trying it. Please report back to us. I want to know good, bad, or indifferent. Again, it works. You know, David had much more profound immediate results from it than I did. I still get, I get relief from it. I don't use it as regularly as he does. Again, maybe because I'm a little complacent, because I still have the effects of the TMS. But I'll tell you, if I was feeling the way I was in 2019, the clip that I almost played for you, when I couldn't hold back the tears, you better believe I'd be using this thing constantly. And again, you can use it a couple times a day, whatever. Anyway, so FisherWallace.com. I'll also put the link to the page on the Better Business Bureau, and look forward to hearing about you guys. All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. And I'm not sure what we're doing tomorrow, but, you know, something. It's a Wednesday. And I will leave you with the news. Thank you so much. You guys rock. I love that you're here with us all the time. All right. Let me leave you with the news. Because I'm down a monitor, I got to move stuff around. Come on. All right. Here we go. All right. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks again, everybody. Bye now. Maybe if I can. Oh, man. Come on. Trying to be so smooth here. Play disc jockey. Here we go. All right. Now, third time's the charm.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Monday asked Congress to pass legislation immediately to avert a rail strike that he said would devastate the economy. The administration had been trying to help broker a deal with 12 unions representing 115,000 workers in the rail industry. But on Monday, Biden said he saw, quote, no path to resolve the dispute at the bargaining table.
So he's asked Congress to overrule the 4 out of the 12 unions total that rejected that tentative contract agreement that was reached in a bargaining session with Labor Secretary Marty Walsh 2 months ago. A rail strike would disrupt the flow of goods, interrupt water and power supplies, and potentially damage the broader economy. Although the New Deal does increase wages significantly, the holdouts are demanding paid sick days and better working conditions. Without a deal, a strike could hit as early as December 9th. Well, as expected, other top Democrats fell into line. Behind Biden, Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised action in the House this week, quote, with no poison pills or changes to the negotiated terms, and a, quote, strongly bipartisan vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer didn't comment on Monday, but CNN reported that enough Republicans are expected to get behind the deal to pass it. So who's standing up for labor? Politico is reporting that all eyes are now on Senator Bernie Sanders, who's pushing for more sick leave in the deal. Sanders' office didn't comment, but give the damn rail workers paid sick time already. Just saying. The busy lame duck session kicks into gear today as the Senate votes on final passage of a bill to protect same-sex and interracial marriage. It is expected to pass with bipartisan support. The House would then need to approve the new legislation before sending it to President Biden to be signed into law. Now, this bill would not set a national requirement that all states must legalize same-sex marriage, but it would require each individual state to recognize other states' legal marriages. So, in the event that the Supreme Court might overturn the Obergefell decision that legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, a state could still pass a law to ban it, but that state would be required to recognize a same-sex marriage from another state. Oh, Arizona. Well, actually, not all of Arizona, just the MAGA-heavy Cochise County, Arizona. It's shining a spotlight on its idiocy. Despite zero evidence of wrongdoing, county officials there have refused to certify their election results, becoming the only county in the state to miss yesterday's deadline to approve the official tally. If they don't certify the election, those votes, which in Cochise County went heavily for Lake and Masters, would not be counted, thereby making the margins of victory for Katie Hobbs and Mark Kelly much larger. Like I said, idiocy. And speaking of, the former twice-impeached failed fake billionaire and reality TV show host, Donald Trump, is now demanding that Carrie Lake be made Arizona governor after she was defeated. He claimed Lake was the victim of, quote, another criminal voting operation. Oh, please. Now, although the Democrats lose control of the House in just over a month, the January 6th committee plans to work until the very last moment. Reports suggesting they'll hold one final public hearing before the panel's officially disbanded when the 118th Congress is sworn in on January 3rd. On Monday, Kellyanne Conway, yeah, the alternate facts lady, reportedly spoke with the committee for nearly 5 hours, telling reporters after the meeting, quote, I'm here voluntarily. All righty then. The world's largest active volcano, Hawaii's Mauna Loa, is erupting for the first time in almost 40 years. Lava is flowing down one side of the volcano, but there's no indication of any threat to nearby communities, and no evacuation orders have been issued. One longtime resident of Kona, Matthew Liano, spoke to CNN talking about the red hues from the volcano that illuminated the sky Monday. He said, quote, the glow is like nothing I've seen living here in Kona for most of my life. Protests continue in China as tensions rise. China sent out police in force to prevent new protests against Beijing's zero COVID policy. Some of the demonstrations calling for President Xi Jinping to resign spread to cities across the country over the weekend. The White House on Monday called China's zero COVID strategy ineffective and said China's citizens have the right to peacefully protest. Do they, though? And finally, we're getting to the end of the year, and Merriam-Webster has announced its word of the year after searches for the term increased by a whopping 1,740% in recent months. You ready? The word of the year, gaslighting. The act or practice of grossly misleading someone, especially for one's own advantage. It made the top of the list because of its importance in the current age of misinformation that they say is full of, quote, fake news, conspiracy theories, Twitter trolls, and deep fakes. The runner-up words included oligarch, Omicron, codify, LBGTQIA, sentient, raid, and queen consort. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.